RTE Radio 1 Sport with the Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
And with the sport next, here's Pádraig Lodge. Morning, Pádraig.
Good morning again, Rachel. The Northern Ireland women's soccer team broke new ground last night by qualifying for next year's European Championships. It'll be their first time participating in a major tournament. The team managed by Kenny Shields were 2-0 winners over Ukraine and Belfast, thanks to goals from team captain Marissa Callaghan of Cliftonville and Glentoran's Nadine Caldwell. The Northern Ireland team was only reformed in 2004 and is ranked 28th in the UEFA rankings. They're now through to the 16-team European Championships, which will be staged in England in July 2022, with a final at Wembley. A delighted captain Marissa Callaghan spoke to BBC reporter Nicola McCarthy.
I mean, we have outstanding talent in our team, and especially in our defenders. Big Mac in there, winning all the challenges. Chloe McCarran, quality on the ball. Simone working hard. I mean, every single person done a shift. And do you know what? As I said before, they didn't stand a chance because we knew that this was going to end this way.
And how apt that you scored tonight as well. I mean, that must just be icing on the cake.
Yeah, do you know what? I just had a feeling today. I had a feeling all day. I've wrote my wee son's name on my arm, and I said when it happens, I'm going to give him a kiss, and I did. And I just knew it was going to happen. And yeah, it's a dream come true. Like, you don't understand. What an amazing moment, and I'm shell-shocked.
And you mentioned your son, your family, your partner, Marissa, and unfortunately, families, friends couldn't be here tonight, but I know they're watching at home and have been supporting you girls the whole way.
Yeah, they've been amazing. My family, my friends, my wee son, my mum. Like, I wouldn't be the person I am today if it wasn't for her. I love her so much, and I'm just so happy for the team. And yeah, we're going to Euros next year.
What does it mean for women's football, Marissa? You have dedicated a lot of your life to football in this country. What does it mean for women's football in Northern Ireland?
Unbelievable. Do you know what? Everything's just happened the way it was supposed to, and I really believe that it was written in the stars for us tonight. And all the young girls watching this, dream of wearing the green shirt, because it will be the most amazing time you'll ever have.
That's Marissa Callaghan articulating perfectly the significance and emotion of the night. Well, Chelsea and Paris Saint-Germain have progressed to the Men's Champions League semi-finals, even though they lost the second leg 1-0 to Porto. Chelsea went through 2-1 on aggregate to reach their first semi-final since 2014. PSG lost 1-0 at home to defending champions Bayern Munich, but the French side still progressed on away goals, with the tie ending 3-3 on aggregate. In tonight's quarter-final second leg games, Liverpool and Real Madrid meet at Anfield, the Spanish team holding a 3-1 lead from the first leg. Manchester City begin 2-1 up away to Borussia Dortmund. Derry City remain rooted to the bottom of the League of Ireland Premier Division with no points on the board from their opening four games. Rory Gaffney and Graham Burke scored for Shamrock Rovers in their 2-0 win over the Candy Stripes at the Brandywell last night. Rachel Blackmore has narrowed the gap between herself and the injured Paul Townend in the race for the Jockeys' Championship. Blackmore landed the Fairy House Novice Chase with a Henry de Bromhead-trained Somtieu and now trails Townend by 9 winners, with just under 3 weeks remaining in the season. Blackmore will seek to make further inroads with 5 rides at the next jumps meeting in Ireland. That's at Limerick tomorrow. New Zealand has started administering COVID-19 vaccinations to athletes ahead of their departure for the Tokyo Olympics. More than 200 athletes are expected to represent the country at the Games, with the New Zealand government allowing athletes to jump the queue in the country's vaccine rollout to facilitate their safe participation in what they have deemed an event of national significance. In rugby, the Lions head coach Warren Gatland has said he's hopeful that all members of the travelling party heading to South Africa this summer will be given access to vaccines before they travel. It's not yet clear what the quarantine arrangements will be for the team, which will be made up of players from Ireland, England, Scotland and Wales. And Gatland is expecting the schedule of matches and venues to be finalised later this week.
There were a couple of options. The option was one bubble and an altitude and sort of based in Johannesburg and playing the matches either in Johannesburg or in Pretoria, sort of a mixture of both. It looks like at the moment, if it does get finalised, that we could be playing, flying into Johannesburg the first couple of games there, then going down to Cape Town for 3 games and potentially the first test, and then back up to Johannesburg for the second and third test. But I'm still waiting for the Lions and for Saru just to finalise those details, who the opposition will be and where the matches will be. But I think that's the likelihood of what's going to happen at the moment.
The Wexford County Board is to install CCTV cameras at its ground in St Patrick's Park, Enniscorthy, in response to ongoing vandalism at the venue. A management committee meeting was told that the dressing rooms were broken into, the windows were broken, and the scoreboard hut was set on fire and badly damaged, and there will be significant costs to repair the damage. They say that Gardaí are aware of the issues and are now visiting the pitch several times a day as part of their patrolling duties. The Premier League, Premiership Rugby, Formula One and British Horse Racing have all adjusted their schedules to avoid clashing with the funeral of Prince Philip on Saturday. The most significant change will see the Scottish Grand National delayed by a day until Sunday. And finally, in tennis, world number two Daniil Medvedev has withdrawn from the Monte Carlo Masters after testing positive for coronavirus. The Russian has been placed in isolation and will be monitored by the tournament doctor.